Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, verse 10, I wish somebody would shut the temple doors so these worthless sacrifices would not be offered. I am not at all pleased with you, says the Lord Almighty, and I will not accept your offerings. Why? Because they were despising, you know, people were coming up and saying, well, we do these offerings all the time, you know. Ain't no need in bringing a good animal. Just bring the rejects. Because we're just going to lay them up there and kill them anyway. We studied the first offering, didn't we? Back in Genesis. In fact, turn there. Hold your place there. Genesis 4. Now you got Matthew 5 and you got Malachi 1. We're getting in the Word. You got all your fingers stuck in there, right? Yeah. What'd you think you was going to do here this morning? Genesis 4. 3. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground a what? An offering to who? To the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the what? The firstlings of his flock and of the what? The fat thereof. Round here, we gave that sheep a name. We said, that's fluffy, right? When it come offering time, Abel went out to his flock. He's a shepherd. This is what he does. This is his business. And it's time to pick the Lord's sheep. What'd he do? He said, well, there's Buffy over there. Pretty nice sheep. But you know, his ear kind of flops over sometimes. And there's Skippy. He's a good sheep too. But you know, his legs are just not exactly symmetrical. And there's Bingo. He's a good sheep. But you know, he's just not really purebred. He's a mix. And he kept looking and he kept looking and he saw Fluffy. Fluffy had won every ribbon at every fair. Fluffy was on the picture of Sheep Monthly. Fluffy was whatever sheep aspired to be. And he said, that's it. Fluffy is the Lord's sheep. Right? And he brought Fluffy to the Lord. And what did the Bible say? Come on, read now. Are you with me in verse 4? And the Lord what? Had respect to Abel and to his offering. Hebrews 11 tells us that Abel's offering was accepted because he offered it by faith, and that he was accepted. And that because of his faith and because of the way he did that, he is still being talked about today, and that's obvious. Now get this. Oh, this is simple. It wasn't just that Fluffy was accepted. Who? Abel. In accepting Abel's offering, God is saying, he's not just saying, I accept Fluffy. He's saying, I accept you. I accept what you're doing here. I accept your heart towards me. I accept you. Oh, my. Can you see why the devil has fought this so hard? Why he hates, he hates the offerings of the Lord. He's been rejected of God. And he's envious of us being accepted and approved of God. Oh, he hates it. When we love God and we honor God, not just with our words, but with our stuff, with our substance. And we bring it in such a way that God smiles and he breathes in and goes, yes, that pleases me. I receive that offering. I receive you. Thank you, Lord. Woo-hoo. This is every offering. Praise, worship, service, money, every offering. if it's done properly. But to Cain, verse 5, to Cain and his offering, he what? He had not respect. What does that mean? He did not receive his offering, and he did not receive him in this situation. God does not accept all offerings. And the big thing that makes the offering acceptable is the heart of the offerer. It's not the amount of the gift. It's not the size of the gift. It's not the size of the check. It's the heart of the giver. Well, the poor widow demonstrates that. Right? She didn't give a lot. Amount-wise, she did percentage-wise. But God was so impressed with her, he said, this woman is outgiving everybody here today. And I mean, it's recorded forever in the Bible. Her offering. Does God care about offerings? Yes. See, people are trying to tell you that he does. Ah, wish them preachers would just quit talking about offerings, offerings, offerings. Have you ever studied the Bible on the subject and seen how many thousands and thousands and thousands of references there are to the offerings of the Lord? We've been going for months here and we haven't touched this. We've barely touched it. It's big. I said it's big. We're not trying to buy anything. Now, this is important. You don't try to buy your healing with an offering. You don't try to buy salvation for your loved one with an offering. You can't. There's no amount of money can buy healing. There's no amount of money can buy salvation. That price has already been paid by the blood of the Lamb. No, we're not trying to buy anything. We're not trying to manipulate God. Who could? That's impossible. God's not going to be swayed by a little check. Huh? No, I'm not going to bless you. No, I'm not going to bless you. Oh, there's a check. Well, sure. Are you kidding? Nobody can write a big enough check to even impress God with the amount. He creates planets. You can't impress him. Oh, it's $1 billion. Is God going to grab his throne and go, whoo, $1 billion. You can't impress him with an amount. But you can impress him with your heart, with your faith, with your love. Now go back to Matthew, please. Matthew 5. In Matthew 5, notice this. These are the words of Jesus, the Master. And he said, Matthew 5 and 21. I'm reading out of the English version. Matthew 5, 21. You've heard that people were told in the past, do not commit murder. Anyone who does will be brought to trial. But now I tell you, whoever is angry with his brother will be brought to trial. Whoever calls his brother, you good for nothing, will be brought before the council. And whoever calls his brother a worthless fool will be in danger of the fire of hell. Now, you know, both Jesus and Paul called people fools. They did. But that's not what this is talking. There are times when somebody is acting a fool. A fool is not being wise and not having understanding. He's not just saying that. He's saying calling somebody worthless. You worthless, good for nothing idiot. That's not just telling somebody that they're foolish. What are you trying to do? You're trying to convince them that they are worthless. That's hate. Right? That's violation of the commandment of love. Hate. You're not trying to bless them. You're not trying to build them or help them. You're trying to hurt them. You're trying to destroy any confidence that they have. And he said, you're in danger of judgment. Right? If you don't repent, you'd be judged for that. Keep reading. He said in verse 23, therefore, with that in mind, Or the English version says, if you're about to offer your gift to God. That's what we're talking about now, right? About to offer your gift to God. And there you remember that your brother has something against you. Now, this is not that you feel like they did something against you. This is what? You did something against them. And you remember it. Then do what? Verse 24. You're in church. You know, go ahead and do your offering. And soon as you can. Wonder how many people in the church even practice this at all. Now see, the Lord through Brother Kenneth all this week has been strong on the love commandment and keeping that commandment, walking in love, living in love, operating in love, staying out of strife, forgiving. Well, does it affect our offerings? Man, see, there's light here as to why there are people that have been tithing, giving, and just not getting ahead. Just not seeing the harvest. Does that mean the word doesn't work?
No.
Does that mean it's not for everybody? Doesn't work for everybody? No. We got to also remember things like this. Right? Just because you put something in the plate doesn't mean it got in the ground. Doesn't mean you automatically have a harvest. And if your heart's not right and you've been treating people wrong, then you're not ready to bring your offering.
Amen.
Did I say that or did Jesus say that?
Jesus.
Come on, read it again. What did he say? You're bringing your gift to God, right? Verse 24. Well, verse 23, excuse me. You bring your gift to the altar, and while you got your gift in your hand to bring it to God, you remember. Boy, I didn't do them right. Man, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. Then what do you do? Leave your gift there. Don't finish the offering. Leave it right there and go and first be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Why? Why? Because if you don't, it won't be accepted. If it's not accepted, it's not in the ground. There's not going to be a harvest. You're not going to be blessed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Acceptable Offering, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1102K. That's R-1102K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.